Okay, guys, finally getting started. Thanks for being patient. I know there were some delays. We got Andrew here versus Coach Greg Adams, a.k.a. the Free Agent Lifestyle. We're going to talk about today, is marriage worth it for men in the West? So let's get into
That's an absolute positive no. Although Andrew would have you believe that it is worth it if you go through the church. However, I don't know of any real consequences that the church could impose on you in any legal sense, in any materialistic sense, that would deter women from initiating divorce because they're not happy. And let's be honest, it's the majority of people that are initiating divorce are women. So I don't know how handing power over to the church in regards to marriage would do anything unless they had some kind of legal powers as well. But let's get into it.
Some opening statements. Who wants to start off?
Yeah, man, marriage is a great institution. It was an institution that built the community of America, most of the better communities that have safety. Good children, good schools are typically centered around marriage. However, marriage has not progressed to the point where men could be safe legally, and a lot of men have experienced tremendous damage, collateral damage as a result, and it has.
That's correct. And Andrew's prescription, which isn't much of a prescription because he's not going to tell you the how or get into the granular details, is to just hand marriage over to the church. And somehow the church is going to have the authority to punish women, impose consequences on women who want to break their families up for no good reason. Not sure how that's going to happen. And he's not going to tell you either.
Led to broken families, a lot of broken hearts, simply because the laws are not positioned to benefit both people in a divorce. Therefore, you have no-fault divorce. You have opportunities for women to use the courts against men.
We can thank Reagan for that, scumbag. One of the worst presidents we ever had. He also got rid of federal insane asylums. We can thank him for all of the nut jobs roaming the streets. Yeah, let's make it all outpatient, and it'll cost 10 times more than centralizing all the care in a single building. Brilliant, Reagan.
Men, and as a result, men have seen 1, 2, and 3 generations of men getting harmed, their grandfathers, their fathers, their uncles, their brothers getting harmed by this. So Generation Z men are not positioning themselves for a positive marriage. So at this particular point, if someone that asked me, would I recommend marriage for them, and they were in a certain position in life, they weren't established, I would say no. There's no benefit for the person to get married today.
Got it. Your response, Andrew?
Yeah, I didn't hear any anti-marriage arguments. I heard anti-divorce arguments. So
same difference in my mind, because women are so incentivized to get divorced that it's almost automatic. And by the way, these marriage numbers are all lies. They take all marriages, first, second, third marriages, lump them all together. People that have been married 10 years, people that have been married 50 years, and then they come up with this bogus 50% number. Actually, marriages, 96.4% of all first marriages end or in divorce within 10 years. They confuse you. And this comes from the 2010 census. By the way, they don't ask this question anymore because they don't want these statistics out there. As of the 2010 census, and you can imagine it's worse now, probably more like 98, 99%, all first marriages end within 10 years. This 50% number, they're just taking a conglomeration, adding up all marriages that have lasted beyond 10 years, 15, 20, lumping them all together. There's no focus group whatsoever. If there was, then you would know, hey, first marriages, 96.4% end before the 10-year mark. They're confusing you by lumping in first, second, third marriages, marriages that lasted beyond 10 years all together, and then using those to muddy the waters and get you to think it's like a 50% divorce rate. Totally, completely wrong. So marriage, automatic divorce. So, yeah, you're wrong, Andrew. They're synonymous with divorce numbers that high. Yeah. He's not going to tell you that, though, because Andrew doesn't know that. It's not his job to know that. His job is to be a controlled optional gatekeeper and keep you from talking about things like that. actual real issues, problems. You know, he doesn't want you to know how bad the situation really is. He's being paid by whatever NGO allegedly is paying him, in my opinion, not to talk about real problems.
I'm with you on divorce, 100%.
Stream over.
And
but, agree.
But it's a good thing that the topic isn't on divorce, it's on marriage. And it seems like you agree with my proposition then. And the
No, because marriage ends in divorce almost 100% of the time. So, wrong. Yeah, Coach Greg Adams wins by default. Moron.
Proposition is that marriage, quote, is a great institution.
Yep.
And that right now your concern is that men can't be safe in marriage, but that's not actually what you're saying. You're not saying men can't be safe in marriage. They can. You're saying that they may not be safe in divorce. So I have a...
Wait. They're not safe in marriage because divorce is almost a certainty, because the way the current system is set up, it is set up to incentivize divorce. It's a virtual guarantee. Except in 6.6% of cases. So, yeah, what are you talking about, Andrew?
Counter proposition for you. My counter proposition is, what if it's the case that you can use religious marriage institutions without the state?
You can, but the only consequences that you can have are social. So really, it's the social pressures, and you don't need a church for that. It's the social pressures that are not religious in nature that have deconstructed marriage, deconstructed the family, deconstructed the priority of having children over materialistic ends as a way of finding purpose and meaning in life. So can't you use those same forces to do the opposite? And you don't need Sky Daddy and authoritarian rule from a church.
And then we add the ecclesiastical structure of the marriage. That's what always kept them together anyway, before the state was ever involved. So what if instead we use the ecclesiastical church, the structure of the old churches, that would be Catholicism and Orthodoxy, where you see the lowest divorce rates because the community...
Did you just say the old church? Yeah. You definitely... Wow. You know what the old church was well known for? And by the way, this idea that under church rule things were somehow better, there was somehow less degeneracy, maybe, sure, but the degeneracy that did exist, that exists now, existed then too. It was just less obvious, more underground. There was still plenty of sin going on, so much so that the hypocritical church would sell indulgences to people who could afford to pay to sin. Pay to play, essentially. Oh, well, you know, I banged me a couple hookers this week. Father, well, you know, pay me a few pounds, a few pence, a few francs, and I'll give you an indulgence, and you'll be forgiven, and you'll go to heaven. Oh, great. Well, you know, I've done some bad things. I've graped me some womans, and I've, diddled a few kiddly kitties. Well, you know, just say this many 10 Hail Marys, and, repent, and don't do it again, and you can get into heaven. So when people talk about the threat of hell, literally all he had to do was repent, yo, and you'd get in. So I don't know where this so-called overwhelming threat of damnation was keeping people from sinning. But anyway, let's continue.
He puts pressure on the women to act right. That's what they do. Right now,
and we have pressure being put on women not to act right as well, and not from the church, so we don't need a church to do that either.
State applies no pressure on women to act right.
Whoa, right. The state applies pressure on women to act wrong, which means the state could apply pressure on women to act right as well. It just doesn't behoove them. It's not in their interest, because the people that pay them and pull their puppet strings don't want that.
Right. You can just go and file.
So if it's his idea is to have the counterforce of the church, but then you're giving all this power to a religious institution that has a mandate from a god, Sky Daddy, we've seen how dangerous that can be. So I'm not sure that, you know, trading in one extreme for another is a good idea.
Whatever you want, get a divorce and go be banging the neighbor by the next night. We totally agree on that. But to say that we should abandon marriage is silly. It seems like you're...
Of course, I don't tell you to do that. I tell you to get the hell out of the West. Andrew tells you sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your own happiness and well-being, or your well-being at least, sacrifice, period, because you're a man. I don't think a lot of you out there understand what Andrew Wilson is actually saying. He is actually telling you to sacrifice your well-being and to sacrifice yourself on the altar of social good and stay in the West. Stay in the West where you're not appreciated, you're not wanted, in fact, you're hated. And he's like, well, you know, just get religious. And if enough people get religious, then, you know, the paradigm will shift. And then there'll be pressure on woman again to be virtuous. Even though that doesn't serve the people who print the money, so you're not going to change anything. So get the hell out is what I tell you. But he serves the people that worship mammon, that print the money. In my opinion. And so, you know, he's actually telling you to do exactly what you shouldn't do. I tell you to get the hell out. Get your passport, get out, go where you want it, and then get married.
You're completely pro-marriage. You're just anti-divorce. So why wouldn't you just throw your weight behind institutions where the divorce rate is the least and you have an ecclesiastical structure which can be appealed to assist with that? That's what makes no sense to me.
My response to that is, if we're fifths, we'd be all drunk, all right?
Yeah, and by the way, appealing to some kind of ecclesiastical structure, i.e. an argument from authority, only works if people respect that authority and fear that authority. Really, that's the bottom line. Well, they don't believe in it, so how are they going to fear it? I mean, Andrew will default to a pragmatic argument. Well, you know, let's look at the end result, consequentialism, even though he says he's not a consequentialist. Let's look at the good that comes out of it. Even if you don't believe in a sky daddy God, hey, you know, look at the outcomes of embracing Christian ethics. Yeah, okay. But people don't believe it. They don't have faith in most cases, so they might see the utility of it, the modality of it, but it's not going to scare people. So it's not going to keep them in line. And it's not going to change the fact that the state incentivizes divorce. You win the lottery, you get divorced. So what is he talking about? That's what you got to change. You got to change the incentives. Get rid of them. Anybody think that's going to happen?
So that's a scenario that just isn't present.
Can you explain the analogy for me?
Well, if we use if... It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If we say if we have a situation where this is present, then this would work. Well, that makes sense. If we had that,
we do have it right now.
Well, it doesn't necessarily work because, and I'm going to tell you why, okay. Because a woman can go to a divorce attorney and they can simply just say, hey, listen, it was a off the cuff, off the state divorce, but you got married within a certain state. Or she filed in a certain state, so therefore the divorce goes on.
No,
absolutely,
okay.
Yes. Well, listen, I've been to with the divorce mm-hmm. attorneys, and what they'll tell you is, hey, listen, you can get married in a ritual, you can get married in the orthodoxy, you can get married off record, but if she files and that woman is hell-bent on saying, we got married, I don't care if it was a ceremony where we walked on coals with our feet bare, mm-hmm. that's considered a marriage. You also have common law. You have a lot of other ways that woman to establish marriage.
How does your way eliminate common law?
I don't...
That's the point, Pinhead. That's the point. You can't. People can live together, and you've got some kind of common law marriage, right? All they got to do is live together for a while. They can get married with a ceremony, but they don't go through the state and get a marriage license. The courts will still consider that a marriage and give her half and reward her and give her alimony, give her child support because she's getting custody of the kid in almost all cases. So you're actually making his point, Andrew. It doesn't negate common law. Right. So you just don't put yourself in that situation.
I don't have any way to eliminate common law.
So
what I have is a way for men to avoid the argument's not silly. So here's what you have. You have a if proposition.
No, it isn't silly, but Andrew can't help himself in his hubris and his arrogance to be condescending. It's not silly at all.
Which doesn't exist for most men. Most men aren't religious. Most men aren't looking to be under a religious orthodoxy. So it doesn't apply. So you're taking a moral standard or a religious standard to apply to people who aren't under that veil.
So let's start with a couple of things you said which are fundamentally untrue. Most men are religious, in fact, including...
Where's your evidence for that? That's an awfully bold claim. I'm not religious. Now, you could say, well, you know, you're an exception. I don't think I am. I think most men aren't. But I wouldn't say, I wouldn't make the claim. You need some kind of evidence, man. You've got to have a large focus group, okay? You would have to go to, like, each and every state and question men in each county, you know, a certain number in each town, and you would have to really, really get a large pool from all over before you could come to some kind of conclusion as to whether or not most men were not. So that's already a false claim right there. He doesn't have evidence for that claim. I'd call him on that. You have no evidence for that. Can you present me with evidence? Well, then you can't say definitively that most men are.
In this country, most of them, not some of them,
but they're not religious.
Hang on, I didn't interrupt.
I understand, but maybe just take that point. Most.
I love this don't interrupt, dude. You interrupt everybody. Shut the F up. You are the biggest interrupter on the freaking planet. Wow. I love it. Love the lack of self-awareness this guy, Andrew, has.
Aren't under your religion.
Okay.
We can agree with that.
So here's the thing, though. But Catholicism and Orthodoxy is growing rapidly. And if it's the case that the...
Is it? Isn't that just wishful thinking? I'm not seeing that much growth. What are you talking about? And by the way, most of these churches are taken over by women. So, you know, it's got the Jezebel spirit in it, as they say. So it's irrelevant.
Ecclesiastical structure is already there, which it is, right? If you're going to cohabitate...
By the way, have you seen Andrew's wife? Big mouth, boss babe, slay queen, works, writes books, has a podcast, doesn't seem, multiple kids from multiple baby daddies, has bastard children. I don't know. Doesn't seem that traditional to me. And she's in the Orthodox Church, so how based and red-pilled is it really in these institutions Andrew's pushing?
With a woman, the thing that you're offering right now is common law marriage anyway, if there's cohabitation at all. You're not protecting anybody from that. At least under my model.
Sure you are. I tell people don't live with a woman. In the West, don't live with them. Don't have kids with them. Don't marry them. In the West. And even if you move overseas, don't marry them then either, because if you're citizens of America, it's those laws you have to abide by when it comes to divorce, and it's those laws that are going to kick you in the keister if and when she decides she's not happy. And almost 100% of the time, all first marriages end within 10 years. So, again, marriage, first marriages, and divorce are pretty much synonymous. They're the same thing, really, in all but a handful out of 100 cases.
It gives an ecclesiastical structure that's designed to prevent divorce by applying community pressure. That was the way it was always done. Apply the application of community pressure.
Where's the community now? You see, he's tilting at windmills. He is fighting against the current paradigm, and he's losing. And he's going to lose. Social media has fractured people. People don't really get together in any real meaningful way. Now, he's saying that some kind of Sunday potluck at your local church is going to be enough community to apply pressure to a woman to act correctly. Yep. I don't think so. People's communities are global now, baby. They're online. And the people that are reaching them are the people that print the money. The Council on Foreign Affairs, the global bankers, okay? The WEF, not their local community, which they're really not a part of and are not really influenced by. Occasional get-togethers at your local church ain't gonna cut it.
Within the confines of the woman's social circle. Right now, do you agree with me, for instance, that...
But her social circle currently has no real confines. It's the entire freaking world. And she cares more about the validation and the attention and the approval of random people on TikTok and the social trends and the ideas that are pushed by academia, by media, and the government, who are also all controlled by the money printers. So you can't compete with that, Andrew. Sorry. You're not competing with that, baby. You can't. You won't. By the way, in my opinion, he works for the very same people that I'm talking about.
Many divorces happen because women like to yap. So you get a freshly divorced woman, and she's free. You go, girl. Girl power. And she starts talking to her little friends, and she starts telling them how liberating.
Yeah, it's that very social media influence that is the actual community that has the most influence on her. Not your church. The world has changed. We're not in 1500 anymore. I know you want to go back there with your monarchy and your theocracy, and the church is the real power behind the throne and all that, and it mandates all morality. Not going to happen, pal. Not gonna happen.
It is, and how great it is, and this and that. And this is why when women have divorced friends, their likelihood of divorce actually rapidly increases. It's for this.
He's making my point for me.
Reason.
Divorce is contagious.
So if it's the case that this social contagion is eliminated because...
Any of you people out there still think this guy would smoke me? I'm destroying Andrew here. We might as well be having a debate back and forth. As you can see, I'm way better at this than Coach Greg Adams here. So, no, Andrew would not smoke me, and this is why Andrew runs away from me, will not speak to me, and will not debate me. He knows he'd get smoked.
Now we have an ecclesiastical structure, an ecclesiastical authority, which won't grant it because you get ostracized from that social group.
Yeah, authority, imaginary authority. It's not real authority. Unless the church were given authority, and then the authority would be coming from actual people who then claim it's coming from a sky daddy. No evidence. You got to fear those people. And you got to give them some kind of force doctrine, some kind of power to be able to enforce these rules, these laws, these mandates, these policies, these ethical ideas, this morality. You want the church to have that? Really? Have you seen what they do with that kind of power when they have it? It's not pretty, ladies or gentlemen.
Through excommunication, for instance, or not being able to participate anymore with that community, that's an application of a serious and significant social pressure.
Only if people believe that Sky Daddy is going to punish them if they do X, Y, and Z. And again, your church forgives sin if they repent. Father, I did wrong. Forgive me. If you ask for forgiveness, it will be given. Where's the consequences again?
Which can do the very thing you want. Bring back that great institution, absent the state, and it avoids this whole problem of common law marriage. Because if it's the case that you can be common law married anyway inside of a state, and they can get grounds for divorce on that anyway, then we actually need to have some social pressures to prevent them from doing that. So it sounds like...
But you would have to control the social mediums. And the social mediums are not a physical town square anymore. Or daily interaction with your neighbors. People don't even know who their neighbors are. They'll see these people they go to church with once a week for an hour or two. And then they go home. And their real input from... society, social media is TV, internet, TikTok, Instagram, academia, the media, all controlled by the powers that be. The money printers, baby. Not your church. Not your church. Sorry.
We agree marriage is awesome for men. Divorce is terrible for them. So it's...
Yeah, but if you get married, you're almost certainly guaranteed. As of 2010, first marriages, 93.4%. All first marriages in 2010 ended within 10 years. That was 15 years ago. How bad do you think it is now? 98%, 99%? You are guaranteed divorce if you are entering into a first marriage. Guaranteed. 98, 99 times out of 100. So it's the same thing, pal. Same thing, at least in the West, which is what I'm talking about.
Seems like we should be attacking the divorce structure here, and it doesn't seem like you actually have anything to do that other than just avoid the thing that's great for you. Because
it's not great for you, though, in the current paradigm, so shut up. It's not great for you. Stop making that false claim. It's not great. He's trying to separate... Oh, well, the divorce is bad, but the marriage is great. But the marriage won't last. It's guaranteed not to last because it's been undermined and the incentives are anti-marriage. So,
because this other bad side effect could happen.
Sure.
That's will happen. Statistically will. 98, 99 times out of 100. As of 2010, 93 times out of 100. Would you jump out of an airplane with those odds? Well, there's a, you know, 93.4% chance that your parachute won't open. But you got a 6.6% chance of it opening. So what do you think? Want to go up and jump? Hell no!
Why don't we smoke cigarettes?
So why don't we attack the bad side effect when we have the mechanism to do it? It's not if, we can do it now.
Okay, right, so like smoking.
Well, there you go. Side effect. So symptom. See? I've been telling you all, Andrew is controlled opposition. He's there to present you with symptoms of a problem. Everything he does, everything he says, is to distract you away from the actual problem and to get you focused on the tools being used to divide us and deconstruct our Western culture. He just told you right there. And so many of you idiots out there are going to continue to glaze this guy and sweep for him.
Cigarettes is the same analogy you're saying. Okay, here, cigarettes in this situation, we obviously know it has negative side effects. So you would avoid it. Now, here's the issue that I have with it. It sounds great.
Not Andrew. He's puffing away because he needs that nicotine.
It on paper. But we can't travel to the land of make-believe. It sounds great. The majority of people probably wouldn't do it. And if you ask a guy, which this is an important part, they're not even prepared to even talk about that. They don't even know what divorce laws are. So you're asking them to travel to the land of make-believe under a marriage system that small percentage of people use. No one uses it today. You might have said they used it to the past. Today, that doesn't exist. So we can't travel to the land of make-believe to make marriage work for you. It might work in your marriage, but it doesn't work for the greater structure.
Your argument here contradicts itself. Because
really? Let's hear it.
Because on the one hand, you say men don't know enough about marriage, but my assumption is that your mission is to let men know about marriage?
Absolutely.
Okay, well then, I don't understand how it's the land of make-believe if you can let them know about this, but I can't?
Sure.
The problem is that the laws and the current... You're an idiot, Andrew. You're about as dumb can be. The current system does not support your ideas. Okay? You can, because what you're letting men know isn't real. It's not true in the current paradigm. And it's not going to be because that doesn't serve the powers that be. They want you dependent on the state. They don't want you dependent on each other or on your family or invested in family. They want you to get your purpose from without, not from within, not from your own actions, not from your own family, but by the things they give and provide for you. So, Andrew, guess what? Your paradigm isn't the current paradigm, hasn't been the current paradigm, hadn't been the paradigm for a long time, and it's not going to be. That's it. That's it. You can do all you want, but you don't control the social mediums or the public square. So what the hell are you going to do? What are you going to do? Where are you going to get the money to buy off all the politicians who were already bought off to serve your agenda? And by the way, they're the same people that are probably paying you. Distract people. So Andrew's an idiot. Why do you people? He's a moron. Low IQ moron.
Right, so, you can offer that.
So if I am, it sounds like I'm offering a real alternative to what
But it's not a real alternative because it's not the reality. Well, we can make it a reality if enough of us push it. Not really. No, you can't. Because it doesn't appeal to the women. Because it doesn't enfranchise the women. And the men will do what the women want. And as long as the women are incentivized to get married so they can get divorced and steal all the man's stuff, and the men will always follow women, what the hell are you going to do? The only option is to go your own way. Oh, but that's not a prescription I support, says Andrew. Descriptively, I'm with the red pill, but the prescription of just walking away, no, I'm not for that. Right. You want men to continue to enslave themselves to women who are enslaved to the state, controlled by the state, and hence the men are controlled by proxy through the women, also by the state. Gotcha. So you're controlled off shill. You're working for the very powers that you want us to believe you're fighting, but you don't even tell us about those powers, so really, you're quite anti-male, actually, when you get right down to it.
you're offering, and here's what you're offering. Men, marriage is great. It's a great institution. It's the best for children. These are your words. In marriage, right, men seem to thrive. Their health seems to thrive. Everything seems to thrive.
Depends on the woman they're married to. If it's a Western woman, no. I love the way he's also implying that if divorce hasn't happened, then you're somehow in a better situation, right? Ignoring the fact that most Western women, very unappreciative, they hate men as a default. They believe in effinism, so the man is automatically an oppressor, so she hates him, she hates her role in the marriage, she ideologically sees the role of a housewife as subservient and akin to slavery, so she wants to be on the same level as a man, i.e. out there working in the workforce, who stays home but the kid. Oh, he gets to go to a daycare where he may or may not be diddled by these people or abused by them or neglected and not fed and treated poorly. Lovely, lovely, lovely! So almost all the money that she's now making goes to daycare. And so what's the point? Why didn't she just stay home with the kid? Oh, well, back to effinism and all the lies. And it's just circular and goes around and around and around until she says, I'm not happy, and then leaves. And, you know, she's still not happy. I mean, what are you talking about, Andrew?
You're saying, well, the problem is that divorce rates are high, and they are. However, there's a few things there that you haven't covered. One, it depends on demographic, too.
No, it really doesn't. I'm talking cumulatively as of the 2010 census. You will not talk about that. You will never talk about that. You will never do the research to discover those numbers for yourself as I did back during that time. So you don't know what you're talking about, Andrew. And this is the case with many influencers like Andrew. He really doesn't know what he's talking about. He just sounds very confident in his ignorance, and he makes claims confidently, and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
For instance, Ooh. If you're black, it's going to be way worse than if you're white.
Correct.
Okay? Way worse. And also, socioeconomics matters, right?
Not really. The average length of a marriage in America is something like 8.6, 8.7 years, as I said, before the 10-year mark. And that's the average across the board. So, Andrew, I don't know. Don't know. I think you're wrong. I think marriage across the board is bad. All demographics, bad.
Graphics in general matter. So you can do a lot, actually, including prenuptial agreements.
I don't know. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't. Prenups are thrown out all the freaking time. All she's got to do is say, I was under duress. I didn't understand this. I didn't understand that. It wasn't all made clear to me. And the amount of work, by the way, that you have to do to cover all your bases and make a freaking prenup that is so airtight that you can prove via recordings and transcripts and hundreds of hours of review that there's no way she could have been clueless to anything, will cost you so much money and time, it ain't even worth it. If she's that much of a gold digger, you got to go through that much trouble, to hell with it.
You can have a prenuptial agreement with the ecclesiastical authority without the state even involved, and it seems like that would mitigate your risk to damn near nothing.
Without the state involved in a contract, how does that work? Because the woman would then take you to a court and the state would then have to uphold that contract, right? Will they? Maybe? Maybe not? Not sure. You want to test it? I don't. I don't think the state would want to set that kind of precedent where they're giving away power to the church by saying, oh yeah, these church contracts sure will uphold them. I don't know. Sounds iffy to me.
Said if about 50 times.
So did
today.
You.
Now, here's what I'm telling you.
So
I'm telling
you.
No. His ifs are based on actual realities, though, Andrew. Your ifs are based on fairy tale. He's not wrong. The system that you're talking about doesn't actually exist. The difference between him and you is that he's actually talking about operating within a system that exists now. You are talking about idealism and supposition. You are coming from, well, if this was the case. You're not coming from a position of strength, Andrew. You're not coming from a position of reality. You're coming from a position of speculation, based upon a past that no longer exists, based upon a paradigm that no longer exists. You don't even know that your so-called Christian ethics and way of approaching things from a religious viewpoint system-wise would actually work in this current paradigm. You don't know. No experience. This is totally uncharted territory. Oh, but let's just do it. How? What's your prescription for implementing all these changes? Oh, I don't have one, man. I don't have one, yo. That takes better men than me. I don't have any real prescriptions, yo. I'm just telling dudes what they want to hear, yo, and giving some, you know, broad general outlines and brushstrokes. Somebody else is going to have to do the, you know, minute work of implementing the how. I can't be bothered with that.
In, all right, we're already in this system. You're going outside of the system to create a scenario for me to argue.
What system are you going outside of?
What? Who out there worship? Why are you worshiping this guy? Why are you worshiping him? Why are you watching his content? What system is he going? You're going outside of the current system, you idiot. You're talking about a theocratic control of the marriage system and taking away virtually all power and control and administration and clerical work, just power in general, all away from the state in regards to marriage and children and custody, essentially all of the duties that the courts and the family court has and giving it to the church. And you don't understand that? He's feigning ignorance right now, folks. This is called feigning ignorance. He's trying to play dumb to avoid engaging with the actual argument. See, this is the problem with people like Andrew. You people out there think, because you've seen him engage with people who are morons, like Destiny, who's hopped up on speed half the time, and you think Destiny is really smart, by the way, because he talks fast, and he just does a bunch of gish galloping and says a lot of nonsense, and it's too much for people to keep track of and then engage with effectively, and then he's already moved on, and you think he's won some kind of point, he's scored some kind of win. He's a moron. Destiny's a moron, okay? And because Andrew here debates morons, and the IQ in general in the West has dropped so much that a lot of you out there actually perceive people like Destiny as geniuses when they're fucking stupid. And somebody like Andrew comes along, does okay against them, but they're morons. It's not real difficult to do okay against a moron, but he has a certain style of argumentation, a mix of ad hom attacks and a rote memorization of the right subjects, and he's able to very quickly recall from the Rolodex in his head the counter talking points to people like Destiny, who he studied rigorously, so he memorizes the counter arguments, and so you think he's some kind of genius. Now he's sitting down with somebody who actually has half a brain. Look what's happening.
What system?
Yeah.
We're talking about marriage is typically done with the state. Almost everyone does it this way.
Typically,
so now you're
not,
here's hold on for a second. Hold on for a second.
It wouldn't matter, by the way, because if you were to get married through a religious institution, guess what? You're married in the eyes of the state as well, and they'll apply the same marriage laws to you as they would somebody who got a marriage license in the state. Okay? So it's irrelevant. Even if you get married in a religion, you're married under the law as well, and you get your kids taken and half your stuff taken. You'll lose your house. You'll lose your kids. You're going to be paying alimony and child support. So it's irrelevant.
You've moved the goalpost to a scenario of if, and you're arguing from the if.
No. He's so Andrew is playing dumb here again. Yes, you are trying to posit an imaginary scenario as a replacement for a very real scenario. And he wants to know, even though he's not really asking effectively, what he should be asking is how you're going to implement this. You are saying, I've got this fairy tale system. It is fairy tale. It's make-believe because it's not real at all. That's not how things are now. And you want to make that how things are. How are you going to do it? How? How? No, crickets. Crickets. This is why he wants to avoid the subject. He doesn't have any real micro granular prescriptions. He doesn't. He wants to keep everything broad and general and vague in regards to implementation so that you can't call him on it, so that you can't call him out.
So for a second, you're arguing from the if perspective.
It is perspective.
Now listen.
No, it is.
Give me a chance to listen.
All right,
give me a chance.
Go ahead.
Dude, no, it isn't the case that the church is in charge of marriage and the state is not. It is not the case that the church is in charge of family courts and the administration of divorces and how and when a divorce can happen. It is not the case that the church is in charge of who will get custody of the children and splitting of assets. What are you talking about? Why do you keep saying is? Ay-yay-yay.
Arguing from a very small percentage point. Now you're saying demographics, and we can talk about that, but you're still trying to get me to argue in your cloud of if. That's the land of make-believe. Most people, by far, are married to the state. Not only that, your land of make-believe still exists. The prenup with the Ecclesiastics, you can write whatever you want in that prenup. It only matters in the divorce. That's the reality. So I'm still dealing in reality. So you're in the clouds. Hold on for a second. You're in the clouds.
No, 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 Andrew. You're dealing in past realities, and you're trying to map them onto a present state of affairs. But the world has changed too much. What you call the social pressures or the community doesn't exist anymore in the form that you are referring to it. It doesn't exist. So the kind of pressure that you want to bring onto women, because women are the ones who are majority incentivized to divorce a man, it's not feasible. You don't control the social medium, so you can't apply the social pressures that you claim can be applied by religion. They can't. They won't. You don't have the money. The church doesn't have the money. And they're not going to spend it either. That Vatican Bank, they own so many assets and have so much money, they're not going to be spending that to buy up all the social media platforms so that they can have the kind of influence in the current technological social media paradigm required to exert the kind of social pressure that you claim needs to be exerted and can only be done by the church. Apparently not, because the other side, without the church, deconstructed your entire paradigm from the mid-50s onwards. So apparently we don't need the church to reconstruct it either. So we don't want your authoritarian sky daddy, and we don't need him. But it's not possible anyway in our current paradigm, so, you know, it is in the realm of if. It's not an is. You're not describing anything that is currently existent in reality in any major way.
So let's take the demographics.
Okay.
In your scenario, it's...
Of course, Andrew will probably say, yes, it is. My church exists, and there are people in the church who are following church doctrine and who are happy to marry and will stay married because they fear hell and damnation and hellfire. Okay. That's called an exception. That's that's an exception to the rule, yo. Okay, you can make these special pleading arguments all day, but the bottom line is that the vast majority of people don't fit into that exception. So the rule still stands. So the rule he's talking about, that is the is, not yours. Yes, your is exists, but it's an exception. It's a very, very small niche segment of the population, like the Amish. Yeah, so what? The Amish exist. How many of them are there? 200,000 out of 350 million? Oh, wow. Not a great example. Yeah, they exist. You think you can make all people Amish? You think so? I don't think so, my friend.
Sounds like, which would be fair, your primary concern is with white people.
No.
Hold on for a second. You said with black people, the demographics, the chance is higher.
Yeah.
So have you discovered the Ecclesiastics approach to black people married within this?
Yes.
However, they're...
Oh, let's hear it. I'd love to hear this. Let's hear it, Andrew. Let's hear the solution that is super uber focused on the blacks specifically.
Their demographics, economics, which all do affect marriage, has nothing to do in the land of the clouds or the make-believe with Ecclesiastics. It's all going to boil down to in the law. And there's no church...
There's also a lot more incentivization with the, social welfare programs, incentivizing the black slave queen, baby mamas to not get with a man in the first place. But anyway.
Reverend, that's going to go into your household to make sure there's social pressure on your wife. Do you know any?
Sir. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know any that can cover all marriages?
Answer
is no.
Yes.
Okay. So this is nonsense, of course. So first of all, how many, 100 plus million marriages would you have to have all these people married? Because it's such a good thing. And then you're going to have, where are you going to get the preachers? Where are you going to get the deacons? Where are you going to get the priests who are going to go to everybody's home and counsel? And by the way, virgins counseling man and a woman. I don't know. I don't think that church counseling is such a smart idea. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of counseling. Anyway, I think it's a bunch of nonsense. Generally speaking, psychology is a grift. It's akin to phrenology. Why don't you just read the bumps on my freaking head? But is that even practical? And by the way, why would she listen unless she actually believes in hellfire and damnation? And by the way, can't she just, you know, repent and she's forgiven? So I really don't see the fangs, the teeth in this so-called prescription that are going to make it applicable in a way that solves the current problem.
By the way, when you keep
are we in reality here?
I'm trying
in the clouds.
We're not
arguing anything.
Andrew is arguing idealism here, and idealism is nonsense. It's pie in the sky fairy tale, make believe, best possible outcome that unfortunately, like communism, socialism, ignores human nature.
This is an Atlanta make-believe.
Well, when I'm allowed to respond, let me
Give me a second. Let me finish this point.
Go ahead.
You're imagining. Mm-hmm. Your imagination is great. John Lennon would be great. Mm-hmm. You know, you would be proud of you at this particular point.
But I'm imagining all the people.
You're imagining all the people.
And all of this is happening in imagination, thought experiments. It's not happening in reality. Not in any real, broad, general sense.
Or a situation and a structure that you brought in here, mm-hmm. all right? But the state highly governs this, and the state highly governs divorce.
And there's a reason why. The best way to control the men isn't to try and control them directly. It's through the woman, through the access to the woman, through the access to child birthing, through legacy. Okay? You want to control the men, you control the women. You control the women via materialism, then you've got the men by the nutsack, as it were. Anyway, I'm going to leave it here. It's going to take me a long time to review this. Those of you out there that think Andrew Wilson is some kind of great debater and would demolish me, you see he would not. I've utterly demolished him during this review, and I will continue to demolish him, because he's a fool. And his arguments are idealistic and pie in the sky in nature, so they're not hard to pick apart. For me, he's low-hanging fruit. So I will continue this at a later date. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that notification bell if you want to be notified of future content. And on that note, I am out of here. I will be back for more on this subject later. Because this is tiring. Because there's so much idiocy to have to respond to. But anyway, I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher, because if you are a realist as a man, you're a man going your own way. And if you're a man going your own way, you are a realist. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.